the new generation of supercars for the opening race of the Supercars Championship. The three-time champion gets the job done. David Reynolds snatches one out of the fire.
It'll be a time-certain race.
What a great move that was. It's a return of serve by Mostert. The three-time champion gets the job done.
Well, good news, everybody. The cooldown lap is back in 2023. Chad Nailon, James Pavey. How you doing, Paves? You've had a bit of a rough run to get here to Newcastle.
We made it. We'll divulge in it later, but we made it. And I'm so happy we made it, Chad.
Indeed. And it's so cool to be back here once again. So, monstrous weekend. The first weekend of Gen 3. I mean, that alone is a big talking point. We've had two huge races, 500 kilometres. There's been controversy on both Saturday and Sunday. Where do you want to start?
I want to start back at Bathurst 2020 when we first announced these regulations.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, wow, what a big change. These cars, what are they going to be? What are they going to race like? All this talk, all this run into this event, it delivered, Chad. I had so much fun watching that racing, but yep. I think a lot of the drivers did as well, despite the challenges.
Absolutely. So if you're new to the cooldown lap, it's quite simple. James and I walk around the paddock. We watch teams packing up, and we try and find as many drivers and team bosses and engineers and whoever we find along the way that might want to have a bit of a chat to us about how the weekend went. We always love to hear some feedback from the fans as well. And we will endeavour to bring you all the latest news as it breaks from down here in pit lane and see if we can uncover some stories and see how people felt. Let's just start with the fact that the new regulations, James, have led to a really different looking field in terms of where people were placed in the grid for the start of the race, where they've come home at the finish of the race. It was so cool to see it all jumbled up today.
And it was jumbled from the outset. Look at Brody Kostecki's form on Friday into Saturday morning. The race didn't work out for those guys yesterday, but the performance was there. It's a matter of the drivers and engineers getting their heads around the cars, how they work over a distance, how they work over a sprint distance. That's to come yet, but so much is still to come, and I'm so excited.
Absolutely. So Shane van Gisbergen, first time in both of the races, unfortunately not able to keep that win from the Saturday. As we stand here right now, he has taken the Sunday win. And that was a big race towards the end there up against his old buddy, Chas Mostert. Now, we're standing at the back of Newlon Racing, which is premier high racing for those who are familiar with the sport. And they finished here Sunday with a really good bag of points in that last race in particular. A couple of cars inside the top 10. I can see Matty Cook walking past. We're on the cooldown podcast, mate. It's back again. You look like you're eating some celebratory cake.
I had a little Kit Kat. Sorry, I'm back. Yes.
Hey, well done. Two cars inside the top 10. Fourth place here for James Golding. A lot to be positive about.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially after yesterday. You know, we didn't have the best of luck yesterday and we had to turn it around and really perform today. We've had quick cars all weekend. We were quick in Friday practice and quick in qualifying and made both cars in the shootout both days, which was amazing. And we just kept our head down and had a really good solid race and the results show. So we're really, really happy with fourth and ninth.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, you've got two really good drivers now. But to see James, for example, push hard over one lap, but controlled in the race, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. He had some speed last year and we very quickly identified that the one lap speed was there, but we needed to convert that into race results as well. So he's really matured even more so over Christmas break, and we had some really good test days and he's done some really good things and he's driving just a little bit better this year.
And Timmy's 400th race didn't go to plan yesterday, but the speed was there across both cars. But how would you assess Tim's weekend?
Yeah, faultless. You know, it was all our mistake yesterday, and we debriefed and you know, we had to give the drivers a pat on the back because they did their bit in qualifying, but we didn't quite hit the mark in the race. So they both get a, let's say, an A-. No one's ever good enough for an A+.
I like that. A-. You're a hard marker. They've done very good. Well done, Matty. This team clearly on the up. And I expect to see them getting more results like they've got this weekend, because the sky really is the limit for this team at the moment. So well done to Pete Chibris, the team boss down here. Well done, Tim Slade, on the speed. Putting two cars in the Umrail shootout. That was another highlight for them. Two cars in the top 10. A lot to be excited about for Newlon Racing. We're at the back of Matt Stone Racing now, and they did bring home one car inside the top 10 today with a really nice drive from Jack LeBrock. I spy Jack LeBrock, actually, from where we stand right now. You're taller than me, so you spy everyone.
I can see a lot of things. I'm too tall. But we're coming in here. We'll try and break this conversation up. Matt Stone, we're on the podcast, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What a day, what a weekend, what a few months for you guys to get to this stage, but how satisfying is it for you to just be as competitive as you were today?
Oh, look, it's great to roll out, you know, with two brand new Camaros there and be as competitive as we were off the gate. You know, we were come home eighth today and we were disappointed because we feel a little bit left a little bit on the table. So, Strong start. Yeah, Cam showed some brilliant pace. Little incident, unfortunately, cost him a result, but, you know, we're really excited about where we're at.
Nice work, man. I'm going to see if I can grab your driver for a very quick word as well. He's out the back, signing autographs, taking selfies. Actually, he's doing none of that right now. He's debriefing with friends and family. Hey, well done today, mate. Really good, solid bag of points inside the top 10. How do you feel Truck Assist Racing is gelling with Gen 3?
Yeah, it's really good. We're off to a great start. I think that's all we want to do is come here and be in the 10. And, it's awesome to do that on our own merit today. And, start off getting to the shootout, had a really good run then. And, just happy got a straight car, which is the main thing. And, it's Cam as well. He did a great job this weekend. So, good, happy vibes all around.
Jack, has the beard made you quicker?
I think so, yeah. And the bald head, going full arrow. So,
what's the SVG?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. In SVG vibes. So, it's good fun. It's a bit cooler, actually. You feel the air blowing through the helmet a bit nicer. So,
it's probably true. Well done, mate. Congratulations on a good run today. And cool to see Wes McDougall back in this team as well. Wes had a year off last year. In 2021, Wes was actually the engineer for Jamie Wincup down at Triple Eight. And he's done a really nice job coming back to the sport. I can see Andre Heimgartner. He's tucking into, what is that, a twin pole? I haven't seen one of those in a while. What do we got going here, man?
I don't even know these existed, but we've had a whole cabinet of ice creams all weekend. I've eyed off, so finally got to devour one of these bad boys.
Can you tell us where it is?
No, for $10 I can, unlimited access.
Hey, nice weekend for the sport, obviously, debuting all these new cars. Your thoughts from the driver's seat of Car 8?
Yeah, it was an interesting weekend for us. It's up and down a little bit, but fourth equal in the championship, which is really good for us.
Wow.
So, we're happy all considering. We lacked a bit of pace in qualifying this morning. Started 13th, but managed to come home 7th. So, overall, a good learning weekend, good for the sport. And I think we had not many problems, which is nice, and some good racing.
As a journalist, I like to think too far ahead. And a few weeks from now is the Grand Prix. It's such a different track again. So, is there anything you can carry over to the Grand Prix?
A little bit. You have little bits here and there that you can carry over. But as you said, very, very different. So more like S&P style. So we'll just have to wait and see. We struggled there a little bit last year. We had some issues with the car, but we didn't have much pace. So this year we're looking just to try and maximise what we have. And, very, very different track to here. So we'll see how we go.
We'll let you tuck into that ice block.
He's enjoying that. Well done. Thank you very much, Andre. So, four-car operation again at Brad Jones Racing. Actually, the team boss looks like he's tucking into some ice creams as well. So we'll go get a word off Bradley, a guy who's obviously had a lot to do with the inception of these Gen 3 cars on the way here. Actually, he's got himself a little sausage roll and a bottle of sauce. It's podcast time. Brad, we're back again. You guys are having a proper feed down here at the moment at Brad Jones Racing. And I imagine, given the amount of incredible hard work that this team has done, not just this weekend, but all summer long, I get the vibe that it's a hard-earned feast down here at the moment. Hey, well done putting all four cars out in the racetrack this weekend, Brad.
That was perfect timing. Finished eating a big bite out of my Mrs. Mac sausage roll, and as soon as I finish that, I'm going to dive into a Mrs. Mac's meat pie.
Oh, good. What a way to celebrate.
Because I've deserved it, right?
Indeed, you and the rest of them down here. A little bit of a scrape for Macaulay Jones at the start of that race, but... four went out and four came back, so that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, definitely a good start. Unfortunately, with Macca's car, he had a pretty severe brake problem for the whole race, so so that knocked this thing out of him. But really, you look at where Andre and Bryce qualified and certainly moved forward. Jack was dicing with Randall and Pye at the end, so really happy with the performance of the guys.
All right, well done on the big weekend. Looking forward to seeing you all at the Grand Prix. How do you reckon Gen 3 is going to go at the Grand Prix? We've seen what it's like in a street circuit.
I think it's going to be all right. I mean, it's not like you're going to get a choice, right? So I think they'll be great down there. That big open circuit, they'll suit that. They're really close in terms of speed at the moment. We've got so much to learn still. Little things can easily trip you up, as you've seen here over the last 2 days. So... certainly for BJR, great result in that all the cars are pretty straight. We'll get them home, do the servicing, get to the Grand Prix and see what magic we can make happen down there.
Well done. Fourth in the championship, Andre, and you can go back to your dinner, mate. Thanks.
Absolutely. Get that Mrs. Max sausage roll.
He's got a huge grin on his face as well, I might add. So pretty happy vibe, as you could probably hear down here, Paves, for the friends at Brad Jones Racing.
Well, Andre, it's nice to hear Andre be disappointed and be fourth in the championship. If you cast your minds back to the end of last year, he was disappointed because he didn't get enough podiums. Still in the top 10 in the championship. So it just shows where the mentality is for this team. They want more.
All right, so we're just getting started here. We've got loads more garages to find. We've got loads more drivers and team bosses and engineers, everybody else that we'll try and find and have a chat with. It's been a very big weekend here in Newcastle. We'll take a quick break here on the Cooldown Lap. Stick with us.
Experience a close shave and no more sensitive skin with Schick. Schick Hydrosensitive with shock absorb technology helps to protect sensitive skin from irritation. Available at all major supermarkets.
All right, we're back. We're going to continue down pit lane. We're actually at the back of pit lane at the moment, and it's fair to say, Paves, that the Pack Up Grand Prix has officially started, the first one of the year.
You can change a car all you like. The Pack Up Grand Prix will still exist. This is one of the more impressive ones I've seen for quite some time.
It is, and it's also worth noting that this is an event that we don't have the transporters at. Now, that might come as a bit of a surprise to people who weren't here. Even people here were going, we thought something was missing from this event. It's a little bit like Auckland and the Gold Coast, that you've got to pack up the containers. So very different, and the containers aren't exactly out the back either. No. So there's going to be quite a bit of logistics to getting all of this packed down.
It's a lot of supercars origami, I like to call it.
Supercars
and all
origami.
Thanks to Gibson Freight for getting their stuff and helping our teams get here safely.
Indeed. Okay, you know what? I see Neil Crompton meandering by. We're on the cooldown lap. You ever been on a podcast before? You've been on Rusty's podcast. You've been on Noon's podcast. Now you're on the Supercars podcast. First week of Gen 3. It's been a long time in the making. And Cromley, it was pretty cool to just see it roll out of pit lane.
I hate it when someone uses my technique against me. What is a podcast? What is this thing called? What was the question?
Sorry. It's been a long weekend for you. Just how good it was to see these cars finally on the racetrack.
I did my talking in the commentary box. I refuse to have anything further to say. You can just go to the management of Supercars Media and they'll make comments on my behalf.
I think Neil's media window might be closed. I'm brewing controversy here in the background. Nice work. Very cool to have you back, by the way. And it just wouldn't be Supercars without having your voice on it. How many different styles of cars have you seen over the years, you reckon, now? How many iterations have you been through?
Well, they had stone wheels when I first started, and Fred and Wilmer owned the team a long time ago. So first venture into the paddock was in the early 80s, so that's a long time ago. And
so like Group C?
Yes, Group okay. C, yes. So a long, long time. And so I've seen lots of them. So most of the arguments and most of the behaviour and most of the good and bad things I've seen at least five times, maybe 10. So there's not too many new tricks, but... this is an exciting step forward for the business. I think the cars are sounding fantastic, which was a real key indicator for me for fan appeal. They look fantastic. You know, I don't think we've actually seen cars that get the heart rate up to the degree that these do when you first walk in and see them in the flesh. So I thoroughly recommend to anybody listening that they are absolutely worth the price of admission to physically see. The racing was pretty good. You know, yesterday, obviously, Shane marched away. I thought today's was a far more energised show. And we'll see more activity brewing at the sharper end once everybody begins to unpack and understand. So I'm looking forward to that. But, this is an exciting step forward. It's the biggest one we've seen for a very, very long time. It's the biggest one since the back end of the GTR, Ford Sierra, BMW M3 and all of those vehicles, the biggest ones since that era. So this is a gigantic leap. And it's a correction, really, for our drivers because they have been getting in week in, week out into more refined cars with more aero and better, better, better. So just as it is often in motorsport, you know, if you keep on going down that trajectory, it ends up where you're a bit out of phase, so they've sort of been drawn back a bit now. And look, the wheels didn't fall off, and the sky didn't fall. It was a good show, and it still looks and sounds and feels like a supercar.
The sky almost fell because we've been talking about rain all weekend, and it nearly arrived, and it hasn't quite arrived yet. Thank you, Neil. It's probably the most sensible 3 minutes of the Cooldown Lap podcast I've ever heard, and we'll catch you later.
Oh, it's been absolutely my pleasure, Chad. I really look forward with enormous anticipation to the next time that you doorstop me as I depart the circuit and I can't get out of here fast enough. I'm going to go and have a chat to Shane Van Gisbergen and they tell me that he's up there telling lots of gags, so that'll be fun.
He loves a joke or two, does our Shane. Thank you, Neil. We quite literally stopped him outside a row of toilets. No better spot for a chat. Okay, Team 18. A little bit under the radar, I think, is how we would sum up the operation here. And I think there'd be a little bit of room to improve, but I will say one thing, that DeWalt car, not at any point did I get over how good looking that car was on the racetrack.
There's a bit of, which is that's a coincidence, there's a song playing in the background right now that the boys rolled out in a TikTok about 18 months ago. So nothing says Pack Up Grand Prix quite like Darude Sandstorm that played
exactly.
Earlier. So it makes you really want to get right into this.
Keep them busy. Okay, we're at the back of Coca-Cola Racing by Erebus. It's going to get... I need a bit of time to get my head around that one because they've got the brand new Coke cars. And you'd have to say, pretty good weekend. Bordering on very good weekend for this team. So, pole. Actually, go back to Friday. Topping practice. Topping the provisional Armorall qualifying session. Backing that up for Brody Kostecki with the shootout as well. And how good was that Saturday shootout, by the way?
Another thing about the shootout as well is... We're very lucky to have Craig Lowndes on board with supercars.com this year doing comms for us. And Craig was adamant that Brody was going to be a driver to watch. He proved that straight away. But there's a lot left to be desired for this team in the races. But in saying that, Will Brown has also been very strong in the races too. Mm. So I would just describe Erebus' weekend or Coca-Cola Racing's weekend as buoyant.
Buoyant.
There's so much room to improve.
Yep.
And that's really promising for these guys who are proven winners.
Yep.
They love silverware. And when they get their hands on it, they don't want to let it go.
Yeah, I think they're not too far away off a little golden period down here at Erebus. I did see Baz walking away, and he's in the middle of the pack of Grand Prix right now. He's pushing some giant metal contraption over an awkwardly placed cable-hiding mechanism. So we might just leave him to his business at the moment. He's got a wry smile on his face as well. They did pick up a podium off the back of Saturday's results getting passed around. They're actually rolling in some kind of contraption. I think it's an oven. I mean, I'll get a quick word off you, Baz, because you got a pole yesterday, you got a podium yesterday, and I just wanted to say well done. So, well done.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, it was an encouraging weekend for us, and best thing is we've left here leading the championship, team's championship by like 78 points, so that's pretty exciting for the team. And so overall, yeah, it was pretty good. Podium yesterday and fourth for Will, and then Brody drove up to sixth today from 15th, so it was pretty good. We had a couple of issues in qualifying today. We have to admit that we didn't do a good job, so... Brody proved that we should have been up there further, and anyway, we'll fix that for next time.
But in saying that, Barry, you guys have been so strong about your drivers. Your drivers perform, they perform, they perform. Trophies, they're going to come for you guys, they have to.
I already got one, so we got the trophy yesterday. But the number one trophy we've got to get, we've got to win some races. So, yeah, hopefully that's sooner rather than later. And yeah, it's the positive attitude of the whole team and the drivers that is driving us more than anything. Yeah, as soon as you think you're defeated, you're screwed, aren't you?
The other thing that happened in the background here that might not get as much press because it's down in the Super 3 ranks, but Job Stewart on debut picked up a round victory. He's a driver that's been in your junior academy since he's like 12 years old or something, I think. So well done there. A little bit of talent spotted and a star of the future, huh?
Yeah, Job's great. We've watched him since karts. We know him pretty well through some connections in Mount Gambier. But he's a real quiet kid, and he was at the top of his game in 86 last year, and we said, just step straight up. So he'd only driven a supercar at Winton until here, so it's a bit massive difference to come to Townsville and straight out the gate. He's really big on his simulator, so he focused on his sim for months and months and months to prepare for here, and it shows you can do it. Like, he just put a commitment in, and he's a great young talent, and he'll be one of our seats in the future, I reckon.
I saw cars on the wall, cars up escape roads, cars going everywhere this weekend in the Dunlop Series, and not once did I see that 999 car in any form of trouble. He walks away with the biggest trophy, so well done to him, mate.
And Jay Hansen, shout out to him. He got the podium too, so he did a really good job and just kept it clean. That was their target for the weekend. Unfortunately, Jack got caught up in an incident, but he had nowhere to go, so those things happen when you don't qualify where you should.
He was on for a podium until that happened, unfortunately. Thanks, Baz. We'll let you get back to pushing a pie warmer down the back of the paddock, which is quite literally what he was up to. Penrite Racing, that's where we're at the moment. I see a sea of journalists hanging out the back of Penrite Racing as well. So it must be where all the news is happening. We'll see if we can mosey on in and find someone to talk to. The good news about Penrite Racing, Paves, is there's actually loads of people to talk to down at this paddock now because we've got not only... two amazing drivers, one young, one new. We've also got a great co-driver in Garth Tander. We've got an amazing engineering team to dive into. We've got David Couchy to go and find. I can see Grant McPherson, and that's about all I reckon we're going to be able to pull up for this one. So we'll go and grab the man they call Shippy. Hey, Shippy, we're on the Cool Down podcast. I just wanted to say well done on particularly the form today shown by Davey. You would have loved that shootout.
Yeah, it was a great effort. The quality provisional lap was mega, and then to back it up in the shootout when it really counted was really cool. It was great to see.
I heard in the press conference that Matt was feeling a little bit under the weather at the start of the race. Is he okay now?
Yeah, I think he's fine. Another big race for him, and big steep learning curve this week. It's been really good for him.
Well done, mate. And we'll let you keep packing up because you're literally holding an extension cable as we speak. So we'll let him stay down. I was going to try and grab Davey Reynolds if we saw him, James, but he was... He's looking as red as a beetroot at the end of yesterday's race, and he said he was actually scared of today's race. That's how physical yesterday was. Despite that, he walked away with pole and third place. Not bad.
I think he lost about 5 kilos yesterday. Mm.
He can't afford to lose five
kilos. No, that's right, but Dave's one of the best operators you see, and today he turned around very quickly. Quick over one lap. They want a bit more in the races, but quick over one lap, that's important for them going to the Grand Prix.
All right, there's a team member walking with a giant picture of Chas Mostert alongside us, so that means we must be at Walkinshaw Andretti United, and this is a team that I would really like to focus on here, not just because they obviously walked away with a very good race result here for Chas, but they're going to be changing the colour of the number 25.
Life in blue for WAU, and it's off to a good start. He's leading the championship, Chas, and 12 months ago he did so in Sydney. That was in a Commodore. They're now in a Mustang, but it must take a massive weight off this team's shoulders to have such a massive change, to come here and be competitive straight away. Very impressive.
Now, I'm excited to say, Paves, we'll dive into a bit more here at Walkinshaw Andretti United in just a moment. To quote the greatest movie of all time, which is Days of Thunder, we've got ourselves a sponsor on the cool down lap, which is very cool. And a big thank you to our brand new friends at Schick. And now we have the new segment, which I'm very excited about, the Schick Hydro 3 Key Moments. And I thought it was poignant that we should probably start that down here at Walkinshaw Andretti United. Let's start at the bottom and we'll work our way up to our top key moment of the weekend. Do you want to give me one of your three? What do you reckon?
Well, I'm going to get a bit emotional, Chad, and start right from the start of the weekend. Friday morning when the cars rolled out, seeing all 25 brand new cars at 45 was a seminal moment for Australian motorsport. Not just supercars, but if you think back to the old days, Crompo said before, it's really a testament to all the teams to grasp this concept and take it. And seeing all these cars roll out was a fantastic time.
Yeah, I think that's a very firm number three on the list. And seeing all of the supercars brass lined up and looking so proud like that, I've never seen so many people stand in pit lane to watch cars roll out of the pits before. So that alone was worth it. Number two for me, not a nice moment, but certainly a pivotal moment of the weekend, the very first Gen 3 crash. Now, that happened in the Sunday Armorall shootout and unfortunately meant that James Courtney couldn't take any further part in the weekend and the race that followed. Now, why I'm circling that one is because it also meant that we had our first ever moment where we were trying to see, could we rebuild a car? Could we get it back out that quickly? The answer was nearly.
Nearly. And it's a testament also to James Courtney's durability. That's his first did not start, or DNS, as we like to say in the industry, since 2017. So it is a shame for James. The pace was there, but unfortunately just got it quite wrong in the shootout.
Yeah, not quite. So that obviously leads us to our number one moment. And you'd have to put a giant underline in bold, italics, whatever you want to call it, the battle between Chas Mostert and Shane Van Gisbergen at the end of this race today. It was so cool to watch. Chas was doing his absolute best to run away with it. Shane chasing him down. It was just like supercars of old.
These guys have always raced really well together, but seeing them so close. And another extension to that point is how well these cars follow. Yep. That was vindicated this weekend as well. But it's an interesting move by Shane.
Mm-hmm.
They both race hard. Chas said it was a bit cheeky.
Yep.
We'll see what comes from here, but the rivalry is alive.
The rivalry is alive, and he's the new championship leader. So we'll see if we can get him on the cool-down lap. He's packing up his bags over in the background. See if we can quickly bomb him in. Chas, cool-down lap. I just wanted to say well done. You're championship leader when you leave here in Newcastle. First time in the Mustangs. You excited? What's the emotion that's running through you right now?
Tired. Yeah, look, it's been a pretty physical weekend, so I'm pretty knackered. But look, yeah, obviously a positive weekend. For the 25 to get a couple of podium places is, after the effort in the whole off season, like I said in the press conference, for all the guys and girls here, it's pretty cool. So, but like I said, we got a lot of work to do. That 97 was super fast throughout that race. Like I said, the times he was doing was impressive. I could match the times, but I couldn't have the longevity of it. So, bit of work to do here in the camp, but yeah, look, just good to get the year underway.
What does it mean for you, Chas, to come back to Ford and have such an amazing response from the fans? Because the fans are the cornerstone of this sport. You've always been amazing with the fans, but this is a pretty cool change.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a homecoming for me to come back representing Ford. You know, to spend most of my career in supercars with Ford. So overall, I'm pumped to be back. The Ford Army has welcomed me with their arms wide open. Also welcomed the team. I think it's pretty special to have more Ford cars on the grid than what we have over quite a few years now. So, it's cool to be back.
All right. Well, let him get into it because we've actually got some news crews waiting out for him here as well. So the joys of being the championship leader and the man who is in such fine form. So thank you, Chas, for a little bit of a chat on the cool down lap, and that wraps up our Schick Hydro three key moments in style with hearing from the man who was right in the middle of that battle. And cool to see him get out of the car smiling, even though the result didn't quite go his way. And he said, yeah, okay, that move was a bit cheeky, but I feel like he enjoyed that. I feel like he really enjoyed the challenge of going up against a guy who's absolutely at the peak of his powers in Shane van Gisbergen. He said he's got a little bit of room to make up for them yet, but they're not far off it. They very nearly won that race.
Chas has been in supercars for 10 years. Shane's been in it for, I believe, 16 years. He's coming up to 500 start. These guys know how to race. They know how to race hard, and they race hard today. Put on a show, and I think there's so much more room for potential for a title fight between those guys and for so many other guys, because we're down here at Tickford Racing. Cam Waters was in the fight today as well. There was an unfortunate incident. He was chasing Chas at turn 9, I believe, clipped the inside wall and almost put himself out of contention. But he was the orange numbered car this morning.
Yes. Yeah, that was an unfortunate moment. He got promoted to the win after Saturday with the two Red Bull cars. Now, that's obviously still pending appeal. We'll wait and hear what the outcome is of that. And it looked like it was going to be a classic Cam versus Chas fight towards the end of that one. Unfortunately, just the tiniest of errors. And that ultimately led to Cam having to make a lengthy pit stop, took him out of contention for the race. And further compounding the fact that, unfortunately, Declan Fraser got caught up in a start line incident. We talked earlier about James Courtney not being able to make it at the start of the race. So it was an unfortunate moment for them. I can see the team assessing that damage from James Courtney's car, and they'll be doing lots of work midweek to try and get these things back. We've got a little bit of time before the next round at the Grand Prix, so that part's okay. But what was really good about that, watching the team try and fix the James Courtney car, was how many other teams are coming down to offer their thoughts, their help, taking photos, learnings from this, so that the next time we have an incident like this, we will get the car back on track.
I think the key word about the first few rounds of this new era, Mustang Camaro, is learning.
Yep.
This is an opportunity for Tickford and other teams to learn about how to fix these cars, the turnaround times, because there was roughly 2 hours between the shootout and the race. Unfortunately, they couldn't get the Snowy Rivers Caravan's Mustang back out there, but you know, they've got an opportunity to go back home, reassess, see what's going on with the car, where the damage really is, and go from there.
Okay, another Mustang team is next, and obviously this is the famed Shell V-Power Racing. I want to start the conversation about this team by saying how cool it was to see Jet Johnson make his supercars debut. He's racing in Super 3. Not only did we have Jet racing, we also had Stephen Johnson racing in Touring Car Masters as well, and Dick Johnson here to witness the whole thing. I got told by Rana Crean that it was the first time that Dick Johnson's had both his son and his grandson racing at the track in the same weekend.
Wow,
I just thought that's really cool.
Third generation driver, very impressive, but Jet has got real credentials as well. Obviously won a title last year in TA2, so the kid's a star. He's young and he's quick, and he's got a good team behind him as well and a good car.
I think he finished equal points for the Super 3 podium, but just missed out on getting up onto the third step. So a bright future. He's actually heading off to Pukekohe as Jet Johnson this week to race at the last ever Pukekohe event. Now, and that might, you might go, hang on, wasn't that last year? But no, that was the last supercars event at Pukekohe. So Jet will get a chance to go over there and drive. We also had Jill Johnson here as well to witness her grandson making the debut as well, which was very cool to see. Wasn't probably the results that they wanted down here at Shell V Power Racing, but a team that's never going to be kept down for long. So we'll look forward to the next few events and see how one of the most famous Ford teams can bounce back. There was also some issues for Will's car on Saturday with a clutch, and then I think it got compounded as well with a helmet fan issue. So poor Will was suffering from some headaches from breathing in a bit of fumes. So I'm sure he, if anyone, will need a pretty good night's sleep.
It's very smart people in this team. They'll bounce back, no doubt about that. And the cars look fantastic, but the post-mortem will be pretty intense, I'm sure.
Yep.
But we'll get to the bottom of it.
So, which leaves us with, of course, one team. That is the Red Bull Ample Racing team. And putting what happened aside on the Saturday, I think it's fair to say that they're still the team to beat. I mean, in terms of just sheer pace, they were the quickest here this weekend. Maybe not so much in the one-lap pace, because they didn't get an Armour or Pole Award, but probably more importantly, they got race pace. And when you're racing for 250Ks, that's probably what you'd prefer.
And an extension of that again is one lap pace is still sort of on the cusp for those guys. Brock Feeney, it's his second season of supercars, third in a shootout, nothing to shake your nose at. But again, yesterday Will have bruised this team, but the way that Shane raced today, the way he always races, they always want to do the talking on the track.
Yep.
That's what he said in Pertec Victory Lane.
Yep.
We'll go from there.
It was a line that he was quite keen to repeat at the press conference as well, I assure you. If you haven't heard the press conference yet, go and check it out on YouTube. I can see Mark Dutton. Should we go and see if we can grab a word with Dutto? Always an enlightening guy to chat to back of any big event. And they're about to, they're actually well into their pack up down here at the Red Bull Ampol Racing Team. I'll see if I can quickly get Dutto before he walks away. Hey, buddy, just wanted to say well done on a great result today. And we're on the cool-down lap, so no cameras, just microphones, which is nice and easy for you. Your thoughts off the back of the first weekend?
Yeah, super proud of everyone in pit lane to race hard, but not just destroy cars. That's extra skillful for all the drivers and teams, so congratulations to everyone.
One thing I actually noticed people saying online was, it looks like it went up a notch today, so everybody just wanted to make sure they got to Sunday and then it went up a notch. Is that a fair statement?
100%. When we actually accounted for that in strategy, thinking that the likelihood for a safety car was increased today. Didn't happen, but definitely the chance of it happening was increased because, yeah, everyone just had to get to Sunday and then let their hair down, drive a little bit harder, a few more risks.
Dutto, one of the things I asked one of the drivers down there was how much can you carry over from here to Albert Park? Completely different track. I was trying to get, like, use your engineering brain a bit. How much can you carry over?
As you said, completely different track, but you know, you're starting to learn the sensitivities of the car. What does what, you know, what's your go-to tools? What's going to affect the car the most? And you have different things you're trying to improve on. You know, here you're trying to improve on big curbs or landing or bounces or a rough circuit, where at the Grand Prix it'll be different. But you still need to know your toolbox, your tool chest, what you've got to work with. So that information carries over, and we're still building that. I'm sure everyone up in our pit lane is.
Awesome. Right, thank you for the chat, Mark, especially in the middle of a pack down. So thank you very much. Always appreciated the time from the crew down here at Red Bull Ampol Racing. So wind is still blowing a gale down here at the moment on a beautiful day in Newcastle. We never quite got to the wet weather. We didn't need it, though, to provide the excitement. We didn't need safety cars to provide excitement either today, because that race went down to the wire. The last few laps were exciting. It was a good old-fashioned supercar street race. Gen 2, Gen 3, I feel like it doesn't matter what cars you roll out there. Could be the ones that Crompo said have stone wheels. These drivers in this pit lane will still find a way to make them entertaining.
Supercars is box office. Today was box office. Shane and Chaz was box office. And it's only going to get better. Of course, Dutto just said, when these guys refine their toolboxes, they'll understand their cars more. But again, this is round one. There are 11 rounds to go this year. The next round is Albert Park, street track. After that, Perth. Every track is different. How the cars respond at different tracks is going to be amazing, and I just want to be at Albert Park already.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, you're going to have to wait a few more weeks for that one. Of course, running alongside the Formula One Grand Prix, which is going to be oh so exciting. That wraps up our very first cool down lap, which was a lot of fun, lots to talk about. Big thank you to Schick for their support. We cannot wait to see you at round two, the Repco Supercars Championship, when we roll on down to Albert Park.